It's 3:20 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to the preview of the Hardlines Open. We expect the Open will be with you here momentarily, as the Inco seems to be struggling to locate.
Kill that ticker music whenever you're ready. Corby's not really doing a ticker anymore.
People like Psycho Dave and Danny and humans are searching for it. Oh, here we are. Computer crash.
Is this for real?
Yes. I was in there. We did the Open 30 minutes ago, and it's gone. So, take over, Holmes.
Don't Holmes me. It is 3:21 here on America's favorite radio station, and certainly America's favorite radio station with all of its computers down right now. That would be Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is the Hardline. I would be Mike Reiner. Let's turn on over
there. I would be Greg Williams.
There you go. Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. It is Thursday. And we have a very big day ahead of us here today. Of course, we're going to have a bigger day ahead of us tomorrow. But today, we have another big day. A lot of stuff to get to here today, boy.
A lot of gearing up.
Yeah, a lot of gearing up.
A lot of gearing up. Big day tomorrow. You excited about tomorrow?
I am.
I am too.
I am. I really am. I think this is a day that we, and when I say we, I'm talking about the day oneers amongst us, should really make it a point to soak up and enjoy.
So 10 years ago, I was trying to think about this today. 10 years ago today would have been the Saturday before the Monday we went on the air, correct?
Right.
Because tomorrow will be the 10-year anniversary of the Cowboys playing the NFC Championship game at Texas Stadium against the 49ers, right?
Right.
I was pretty happy 10 years ago today. I was a very happy person.
I was very, very anxious.
But happy.
I was excited. I was very anxious because I was wondering just how this was all going to work out. Just, I don't know, what is it actually going to be like when this thing that we've been working on for the better part of the last, I don't know, 9 months or so, finally gets up and rolling?
You know something that, you know, we were kind of wondering what we were going to talk about during the show tomorrow. You know, one thing that, and I'm not going to blow it here, that I want to get into with you, something that you and I have never talked about.
Okay.
Ever. And you know what it was?
What?
And I don't even know if you remember this, but when you and I attempted to sit down and just figure out what the hell we were going to do, I bet you don't remember that. When we sat down...
No, you're right, I don't.
I mean, because you
Do you remember much about it?
I remember it big time. And we'll get into it tomorrow, because at the time, you had so many things going at one time that the last thing on your mind was, you had to do a three-hour show.
Yeah, that's right. I was thinking big picture stuff all the way.
But I remember when you and I sat down, and we'll get into it tomorrow. This is a good story. That's one thing that in 10 years we've never talked about that.
Well, it is the 10th anniversary of the Little Ticket. Our 10th birthday comes up tomorrow. We'll be talking about that a little bit later on today. So last night, we are in Sweetwater, or somewhere, wherever we did the show from yesterday. And I have that long drive home back to Dallas, which takes forever to get home from there. Here. Those are mine, Holmes.
Don't Holmes me.
So I get there, and I turn up my street, and as I approach the house, I see all these cars out front. And it is then that I remember that my wife is having a get-together of women from the school and alumni from the school and whatnot there that night.
I believe you referred to it as a frow party.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I did.
A little brawn panty fest?
No, no, no. It was not a bra and panty fest.
Body shots?
No, no. There were no body shots done.
Keg stands?
Grab a pillow as you come in the door, because we're going to have a pillow fight at 9.
No, it was more along those lines, yeah.
Feathers flying everywhere. Right. Getting stuck on the tequila and the small of everybody's back.
What?
Did you knock it off?
They have those now, you know.
I know they do.
He dumped it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I didn't
a little too
it.
Close to home, I
you
guess.
You get arrested for that now, as a matter of fact.
That's right, you can. You
better be careful. Cops will show up at your house. If it was in the news recently. A cop
was.
Got arrested for that, Danny.
For what? We don't even know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're not talking about your party anymore.
I know, just a party with,
I'm talking about a generic party.
Okay, and a party, this is called a party with appliances, okay?
With battery-operated appliances.
Right.
Perhaps.
You can get arrested for having those.
Yes,
now.
You can.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why?
God, is that a Sonic Care toothbrush you have there?
What? Why do you get arrested for...
You can't have it.
The D.
Frito's vibrator?
Insert...
Norm's in his house right now. He's confused.
He's going through Fredo's drawers.
Where did that come from?
Do you know?
Yes, he was talking about Fredo's cell phone one morning, and he said that.
Fredo's vibrator?
What an odd item.
So anyway,
all right,
I approached the house. There are all these cars out front. I remember that this gathering is going on. And I've just been beaten down by this four-hour drive from Sweetwater. So,
did you hear blaring out of your house, you can leave your hat on?
No, no, I didn't hear anything.
Brown-eyed girl?
No, actually, there was very minimal tunage going on in there when I got there. So... what I wanted to do was duck in the front door.
Should have crawled in through the bathroom window.
That's my line.
Oh.
Do you have the Joe Cocker CD in front
you
of you?
Might as well
no,
just
I don't.
Issue oh. The next one then. Come on.
Go ahead, Hammer.
No, I'm not going to do it.
What I thought would be a good idea is for me to just slink in, go back to my office, drop my stuff, and just... sit there and chill for a few minutes.
Now, when you walked in the door, did you leave your hat on?
I wasn't wearing a hat.
Attaboy, Hammer.
Attaboy, Hammer. Just bog this thing down even more.
We got a Joe Cocker CD.
Come on, throw in something about the letter.
No, that's too obvious.
He's not going to do that anymore.
And I thought I would make it back there, but... as I'm walking back, I pass by a small group of three or four of them who are standing there talking.
The Frows.
The women that were there.
Delta ladies?
Delta ladies, yes. And just as I'm about to turn the corner and head back there, I'm really paying no mind to them. I just want to kind of sneak in. And one of them, without even looking at me, as I walk by her...
double farted?
No, girls don't do that. She's incapable of that.
Listen to that crazy fart.
The Delta double fart?
Up, down.
No, she says, snake.
Do you know this lady?
I'd met her, yeah.
Quota.
And? What'd you do back?
What can you do? You can do one thing and one thing only when somebody does that.
Quota.
Especially when they drop it in that non-committal, devil-may-care way like
quota.
That offhand way.
Snake.
Quota.
There's only one thing to do. You quota them. You quota them, they go about their business, you go about yours. Kind of like the airport scene that day.
So you did it?
Yeah.
Snake. Quota.
I just said quota.
And then what'd you say?
Nothing. There's nothing else to say. There's nothing else that needs to be said.
Well, it's almost as if it's a greeting or a salutation.
Right.
It's very, like aloha.
Yeah, it's very flexible. Very right. Flexible. I had a guy request that I chorus snake his wife at a party 2 weeks ago.
Did you do it?
Yeah. I was about to leave. And he made the request. I was like, well, I'll try. She walks up about that time. She goes, oh, I've got the hiccups. I go, you know who gets the hiccups a lot? She goes, who? I go, Cora. And he just jumped right in. He just goes, snake, Cora, snake. Just started whipping her ass with it. So I jumped in, too. And we just peppered her until she walked off. And we had a good laugh about it.
You should have called us. I mean, it's a lot easier. You can get by with a little help from your friends and functions like that. What?
They think this is funny.
Who does?
Corby and Grego.
Do you?
Uh-uh.
I don't either.
Well, then just unchain your heart and get the hell out of here.
He's right.
Hmm. Anybody got any more?
I think I'm out of Joe Cocker.
Yeah, I don't know anymore.
Cry Me a River hadn't been worked in yet.
Well, maybe in the next segment, love will lift us up where we belong, Mike.
Oh, I know what we're going to do next segment.
What?
We're going to read the letter.
He worked it in.
Yeah, he sure did. He was, by come hell or high water, by hook or crook, he was going to shoehorn that thing in.
Oh, no.
Attaboy, hammer.
That took a crowbar, Ryan.
Well, we have a very big show today. A very, very big show. At 6:10, there will be the Michael Irvin show we're seeing here today. That is on the run sheet.
Michael?
At 5:50, we have a couple of, possibilities.
Let me just say this.
For everyone to listen to.
Be sure and listen to this, because you guys may not feel this way.
This is being highly touted.
I am guaranteeing this guy right now is second place to Dixon Edwards. Second place.
Okay, well, that's high.
I know. I know.
We will see about that. You sure you want to stay with that?
Absolutely.
I'll back him up on it. We had him on about a month ago. We got call after call.
It's really unbelievable.
This guy was on.
All right. And let's see. What else do we have here? At 5:10, there will be Snake Pit. 4:30, E! News. And at 3:30, what are you going to do next? What do you want to do next?
We got to revisit the Rod Stewart thing, because we got that CD of his stupid standard songs.
All right, we're going to revisit the Rod Stewart imbroglio, which has Cobra so upset, next here on The Ticket.